You are listening to Grow Great, the podcast, episode 336 for Wednesday, October the 30th, 2019. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Today's episode is brought to you by The Peer Advantage. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. The Peer Advantage is an online peer advantage or advisory group exclusively for U.S.-based entrepreneurs. All the details at thepeeradvantage.com. Today, let's talk about creating conditions for success. No, it's not a secret, and there is no formula. In fact, there are no secrets. I don't know that there even is a formula. It just requires hard work, preparation, skill, talent, timing, serendipity, and yes, good luck. I'm probably leaving something out. In fact, I know I am, but you get the idea. I live here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, Tornado Alley. Tornado activity is at the highest in the spring, but just within the last month, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, we had extensive damage here in the DFW area from tornadoes. Tornadoes are largely unpredictable because, well, certain conditions are necessary. And meteorologists today, they are armed with all kinds of high-tech devices that can spot cloud rotations when the conditions are favorable. Success is like that. It's largely unpredictable, but it requires certain conditions. Now, many of us are attracted to the outliers, right? Those one-off instances where success just happened. People can dissect those and try to figure out ways to replicate that, but it's a waste of time. Sometimes things just happen. You don't want to devote your life to hoping that something good will just happen, though. It's better to create conditions that are favorable for success. I mean, come on, let's improve the odds here. Success, you define it. Let's begin with how you define success. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what I think. You have to decide for yourself. It sounds stupid until you pause long enough to think about it more seriously. Lots and lots and lots of people pursue generic success. They really don't know what that means. It just means something better than what they currently are experiencing. And it doesn't matter what that is down the line. It's just never enough. What will success look like? All people know is that, well, this ain't it. Success is not this. Success is that. Well, you've got to figure out what that is. You need to define that. Put a number on it. Put an accomplishment on it. Measure it by something. I've known people with high-end careers who had a side project that they loved very, very much. In fact, they loved the side project way more than they loved their career. And while others would likely look at them and see them as successful because they had a high-paying job, they were pursuing their own definition of success to get their side project where it could gross maybe $70,000 a year so they could ditch the job. Which other people would have said, well, that would be insane. Why in the world would you exchange a big six-figure job for a $70,000 a year passion project? Well, that may not be how you'd define success, but for him, that was the goal. I've known CEOs who felt that anything short of double-digit revenue increases year after year, that would be a colossal failure. I've known other CEOs who would define success as a steady, kind of a 3 to 5% increase. I mean, to each his own. Personal success, company success, they're not the same. Entrepreneurs, more than most, I suspect, we have, our personal success and the company success are so closely tied together, but they're still different. You aren't your company. You think you are, and it often feels that way, but no matter how intertwined your life is with your company, they're different. Respect them both. Respect them both enough to define success for each one of them separately. Now, the things that I'm going to talk about could frankly apply to both, but okay, we're going to keep this kind of businessy, right? The first element to improve conditions for creating success is optimism. I list it first because of everything that stems from it. Believe the best. Start with thinking the best. You may as well, because there isn't a downside. We're not talking about guarantees. We're talking about improving the conditions for success. Anybody who thinks that success is more likely in a pessimistic environment, raise your hand and go stand in the corner. put your dunce cap on. No, it's idiocy. Be optimistic. The second element necessary for creating favorable conditions for success is honesty. Now, you can call it anything you want. A lot of people like authenticity. They like integrity. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. It boils down to being honest. An environment where the truth is revered, that is much more prone to succeed than a culture that's based on lies or deception. Well, unless, of course, the measure of success is to get away with criminal behavior. Then you want to be very accomplished at lying and at deceit. Next, add safety. A judgment-free zone that fosters people speaking their mind and being truthful because, well, they know how valuable honesty is for everybody. If there are ramifications for honesty, if there are ramifications for a person expressing how they truly feel, then the conditions, well, they're more favorable for failure than success. People have got to feel safe to contribute, and everybody has got to feel safe enough to know they're running the risk that their opinion could be wrong or they could be seeing something not correctly. Now add preparation. Now, there's a whole lot to this, but let's just focus on putting in the work necessary to give our success the very best chance. That means we think carefully through the options as we prepare the best course of action. This is why safety precedes this. Preparation cannot be done in a vacuum. We need others to more fully prepare. If we don't, we've got blind spots. And blind spots do not make for great preparation. Maybe preparation involves consensus building. Maybe it doesn't. It just depends. You can figure that out. No matter what, though, you have to fully prepare to give yourself the best opportunity to win. Shooting from the hip. I know that a lot of us love to shoot from the hip, and sometimes it's necessary. More often than not, it's foolish, though, because all we end up doing is shooting ourselves in the foot, or worse. Plan your course to give yourself a more ideal opportunity to hit what you're aiming at. Next, execute the plan as quickly as you can without advancing unprepared. Don't go off half-cocked. Once you've got a plan that you fully believe in, move fast. Everybody has to do their part. Do not accept passengers. Do not accept spectators. No role is too small. Everybody is significant. Make sure that each person understands how vital their role is and how their role fits into the plan. Next, adjust even more quickly. Plans are made to be adjusted. They are mostly just a starting point from which to measure and make adjustments. So measure, measure, measure. Is the plan working as you thought? Is it going south? Figure out what you can do to improve it. And then commit yourself to the improvements. This is really important because what you're demonstrating to your team and what they have to know is that you are more committed to the conditions for success than you are that original plan. And then own the outcome. This is your parade. Lead it. Don't blame anybody. Don't blame anything. As the conditions for success become increasingly more apparent, praise the team for creating these conditions. Focus intently on how important it is that your organization always be preparing for victory by having a culture, a condition that fosters more and more and more and more success. When things don't go as planned, that's on you. So accept it. Accept the responsibility. And let the team know that it's not acceptable to ever damage the conditions for success. Apologize when you need to. Commit to do better when you need to. Create and ride momentum waves. Sometimes they just appear out of nowhere. Man, jump on them. Sometimes you've got to paddle like crazy to find them. Whatever it takes to create or find a momentum wave, do it. And then urge everybody up on your boards, man. Let's ride this wave together for the time of our life. Success may sometimes be an accident, but more often than not, it is the result of conditions that foster it. Give yourself the best opportunities to succeed by making failure impossible to survive in your culture. Much of the time, success is more about pushing out failure than anything else. You want to give success all the oxygen possible, while at the same time, you want to starve failure of any fuel at all. Be well, do good, grow great. Again, the website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell, and the Lord willing, I will see you on Friday.